Lamentations, Chapter 4. How gold has become dull, and the good fine gold has changed. The holy gemstones are poured out at the head of all the streets. As for the precious sons of Zion, who were weighed against fine gold, how they are considered as earthen jars, the work of the hands of the potter. Even the jackals present a breast, they suckle their cubs. The daughter of my people is prey to the cruel one, like the ostriches in the desert. The baby's tongue cleaves to the roof of his mouth with thirst. Children ask for bread, but there is no one to break any for them. Those who used to eat delicacies have become desolate in the streets. Those brought up in scarlet embrace the rubbish dumps. And the punishment for the iniquity of the daughter of my people is greater than the punishment for the sin of Sodom, which was overthrown in a moment, and no hands in it endured. Her Nazarites were purer than snow, they were brighter than milk, they were redder in body than red corals, their features were as of a sapphire. Their appearance has become darker than blackness, they are not recognized in the streets. Their skin cleaves to their bones, it has become dry like wood. Those who fell by the sword were better off than those who died of hunger, for they bled to death when pierced, rather than dying for lack of the produce of the field. The hands of compassionate women have cooked their own children. They were food to them in the devastation of the daughter of my people. The Lord has discharged his wrath, he has poured out his furious anger, and he has kindled a fire in Zion, and it has consumed its foundations. The kings of the earth and all the inhabitants of the world did not believe that an adversary and an enemy would enter the gates of Jerusalem. Because of the sins of her prophets and the iniquities of her priests who shed the blood of the righteous in her precincts, they stagger along in blindness in the streets. They are stained with blood. In their powerlessness, they strike their clothes. Go away, you unclean person, they call out to them. Go away, do not touch. For they fled and wandered. Among the Gentiles, they said, they will not dwell there any more. The presence of the Lord has divided them. He no longer watches over them. They did not show the priests respect, nor did they show the elders compassion. Our eyes still fail us at the worthlessness of the help we had when in our expectation we awaited a people, but they could not save us. They hounded us at our steps so that we could not walk on our streets. Our end came near, our days were fulfilled, for our end had come. Our pursuers were swifter than eagles of the sky. They ardently pursued us on the mountains. In the desert they ambushed us. The breath of our nostrils, the Lord's anointed, was caught in their snares, of whom we said, we will live in his shadow among the Gentiles. Exult and be joyful, O daughter of Edom, you who live in the land of Uz. The cup will pass over you too, and you will become drunk and make yourself naked. Your iniquity has come to its culmination, O daughter of Zion. He will not send you into exile any more. He will punish your iniquity, O daughter of Edom. He will expose your sins.